So a lot to get to tonight in a very short amount of time. So why don't we start with the carryout, of course. This is the nightly segment where I read the newspaper, so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Governor Rauner held a press conference to say that he and Senate President John Cullerton are best buds. Yet they're going to vacation together and they're going to drink really expensive wine together. Cue sad Rom in the corner. Cue the trombone. No, Rauner said that the two had agreed on a pension deal. Hey, how about that? Well, then the obvious happened. Cullerton came out and said, "There's no such deal. I'm not your buddy. I'm not bunking with you on the next camping trip, but I will take that wine. Sweet, rich wine." All this because Rauner liked Cullerton's plan, but modified it just a little bit, removing collective bargaining. So we're back to square one. This, of course, on the heel of yesterday's big announcement that the mayor has failed and the state should take over Chicago public schools, which today we've seen analysts from analysis from the Tribune saying suburban taxpayers are fed up with the fact that fat cat Chicago machine Democrats are feeding from the trough. Then the Chicago Reader said, no, this is really about Rauner wanting to funnel money and contracts to his people and rip up the contracts of his enemies, i.e. the teachers union. And the Chicago Sun-Times, Neil Steinberg, got into it, and he said, why do we even have a governor? Because this one has just decided to break the state to see what happens. My analysis, the downloads analysis, this is like one big gang fight. Like the scene from Anchorman where all the rival newscasters fight to the death. Hey, Brick killed a guy. Suburban Republicans, Chicago machine Democrats, progressive liberals, pro-business folksy for hire types. We got them all. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to grab a beer, get some microwave popcorn, sit back, and watch this whole thing unfold from my new home in my new state, Michigan. I've heard they had really tasty water. What? All right, what else is in the news? Sarah Palin blamed President Obama for her son's domestic abuser. All right, you know what? Pass. That's a pass. We're not even gonna, that's finally, should have done that from the get-go, media. That's a dumb story. A new Time magazine poll released tonight says that Bernie Sanders has surged ahead of Hillary Clinton by 8 points in Iowa. When reached for comment, Bernie Sanders said, huh? Hello? Hello? Who's on the phone? Who is this? Did I win Publisher Clearinghouse? Hello? I can hear you breathing. That's my Bernie Sanders I'm working on. I don't know if you guys like it. You can let me know. I'm workshopping it. Still a long way to go. A lot long primary season. Hello? A new study says that the worst passwords for 2015 were Star Wars and 123456. Which means it's time to play Let Me Guess Your Password. The contestant tonight is, of course, Pete Zimmerman. Pete, what's your favorite movie?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And you got a pet?
Yeah.
Are you a dash guy or a pound sign guy?
Pound sign.
Okay. Is your password Star Wars?
Yes.
Yes, hey! There we go! Another installment of Let Me Guess Your Password! Who does a password Star Wars? Oh, I just watched that. Trailer. I think I'll do a Star Wars. And then when it's time to like change it, they're like Star Wars 1, Star Wars 2, Star Wars 3, Kylo Ren 4. Come on. In weather, not as cold today, but now it's time for Blizzard Watch to take over the news. But it's really just a Blizzard Watch for the East Coast, for the D.C. area. But we all have to suffer through blizzard stories in our feed like it's the only weather happening anywhere ever. There's more coverage of a snowstorm that hasn't happened yet than hurricanes that kill hundreds of people. I wonder what the new technology is going to be this year, though. They always seem to come up with something new, right? CNN's got the Blizzard Cam or the Blizzard Van. This year, I say it's going to be Blizzard virtual reality. They're going to make you feel like you're in the storm, right? They're going to blow like moisture through your speakers, ruin your carpet. And be like, see what it's like to ruin your carpet? And Don Lemon will be going, and you'll feel it. You'll feel it on the other side. That's my guess to the new technology for CNN. In sports, the Hawks lose. I say blow up the team. They just don't have the pieces. It's obvious. Trade them all. Coach Q, more like Coach PU, 312-981-7200. This is terrible. The Hawks lose. Trade them all. Get rid of them. Cubs picked up a new clubhouse mascot today. Munenori Kawasaki was signed to a minor league contract. This guy's a fun guy on the Toronto Blue Jays, right? He's a fun guy. He dances. He waves his hands in the air. He's kind of like an Asian Ozzie Guillen, right? That's his thing. He replaces Jonathan Herrera, who was the guy who had the hat with the hands on it. You got to have one. You can't have two of those guys. You can only have one. So he replaces. He's going to be the fun guy that Chicago Cubs fans find a way to be racist to. Right? You know, it's always, it's out of good fit. It's good. It's good humor. And then they're like, oh, this is fun. Then they start, and it goes a little too far. Then the t-shirt vendor's outside. Oh, it's something that's just a little off-putting and a little racist. And next thing you know, no one's comfortable playing at Wrigley Field. And you're like, okay. But this means more. Pete, you're the resident Cubs fan. This means something. You think this means something bigger.
Well, there's been rumor and speculation on the internet today that this may be the first piece of a deal down the line, perhaps involving Javi Baez, maybe getting rid of him for a trade for him for someone else. Mm-hmm. And then they'll lose Baez, now they have a backup utility infielder for, you know, Russell and Zobrist. And
okay, well, yeah.
I just want him to be the mascot.
He's going to be. I just think they should do like a seventh inning thing at Wrigley where they're like, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Kawasaki. And he comes out and does just a new comedy bit every seventh inning. That's what they replaced the Harry Carey seventh inning stretch with, Kawasaki doing a dance. If you go on YouTube, and I saw Bleacher Report had a nice thing today, it was just all about Bleacher Nation. Like everything was about the videos, the YouTube videos of him in
antics.
Toronto.
Yeah.
So we'll check it out. All right. And finally tonight, a Wisconsin girl froze to death after leaving a party dressed only in a tank top, shorts, and fishnets in negative 25 degree weather. This was just last week. Weathermen have been put on alert to recheck the timing of their summer light, loose clothing tips, fearing the rollout may have been affected by climate change. Yeah. Maybe do that one in July, not necessarily January. All right, that's the carryout for January 21st, 2016. Hey, we're thinking about starting delivery. I mean, do you like to wait over an hour and a half to get cold food? Hey, then you're going to love us. We're going to be great. All right, coming up, Eddie Griffin's going to join us. We're talking about his big show at the United Center on Saturday night. And then after the break, Scott King's going to talk about the Blackhawks. Is this team, this year's team, better than the team we saw last year? We'll talk about it tonight on The Download. Stay with us.